Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter as Captain's America. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and find out more about the show and what it is that we do. All right. Joining us from California, where he's not in the oil yet because he's up on the high ground, but we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
You going to go to the beach anytime soon?
Well, no, unfortunately. They're closed, should be closed for months.
All right, take those people with you. Okay, see you guys. Bye. See ya. All right, there they go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we get started here, and before we get to the caller that just called us, there was a story that I saw come across the wire just a few minutes ago. George Soros is donating $500,000 to the folks in Austin, Texas, to make sure the Austin, Texas Police Department and certain units, certain teams of theirs, remain underfunded and can't respond to some of the emergency calls they have.
That is really reprehensible, don't you think?
That's about as un-American as it gets. Why can't we get rid of this guy?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Captain, I think he's one of those who truly wants the fundamental changes, and he's got money.
Yeah. He's behind a lot of this, and he's got money. You're right. He is in the middle of all of this. He really is. Why can't we rescind his citizenship and boot him to hell out and say, see ya, and put a freeze on his money because of what he's doing? This is un-American.
Well, certainly it's obvious. It's an obvious attack on the notion of having law enforcement in our community. So this is a big deal.
All right. How about Biden the Uniter?
Right. Biden the Uniter.
Biden the Uniter. How about that one?
Well, that is a movie they will never make.
No, it's a movie they will make because it'll be a fiction movie. Oh, by the way, speaking of movies, your Hollywood production people voted to go out on strike. No movies.
Well, where that's at right now, Captain, is that they have voted to authorize a strike. There's some 60,000 members of what's known as essentially the International Association of Theatrical Stage Employees. And they are the ones that are the crews and so forth. They have been negotiating with the representation of the producers, basically, and the networks, and the filmmakers and television makers. And they've now authorized by 98% to allow their union president to call the strike. That could come sooner than later, But they are going to try to go back to the bargaining table, I think, right now.
All right, let's go to the phone. And on the phone, we've got Mike in Clearwater, the honorable acting wannabe part-time mayor. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
How you doing, Captain? And my favorite professor of politics, Kyle. You know, isn't this interesting? So when Biden took office, they were making threats. Oh, well, you know, we're going to pass this bill, and if you guys don't help us do it, we're going to do it through budget reconciliation. Well, now the debt ceiling thing comes up. They can only use budget reconciliation on one of those things. So they say, well, you know, the Republicans need to, you know, they're playing with fire. They need to help us get this through. Well, no, we don't. You guys are the majority. And just like what, Mitch McConnell said, they can do it on their own, but they want to play this game where, you know, they want to make it look like we're the ones that are responsible if the country defaults, which, you know, I told you last week or whenever I called in, I wouldn't mind the country defaulting simply if for no other reason than to teach this idiots a lesson.
But that is not going to happen.
Right, Captain. But what I'm saying is maybe it does, because these people who think America's so bad and racist and whatever else, well, they'll see how bad it is when we default. So
yeah.
I don't really think that that's a bad thing. But
it's not going to happen. I'll just tell you, it's not going to happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I just want Kyle's, take on this rock in the hard place that they find themselves in, because they want two things to be put through, but they can only do one on their own. So which one are they going to sacrifice? It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Well, we've got about 30 seconds, Kyle. So first of all, let's talk about the dollar amount. Now, that's the latest thing. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this little audio I've got, and then you can give your answer after the audio, because we're fixing to take a break here. So let me get over here and play our buddy Greg Clugston.
After he was unable to close the deal with congressional Democrats on his legislative agenda last week, the president argued that he's close.
I need 50 votes in the Senate. I have 48.
The two senators not on board yet are Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. The president also acknowledged that his $3.5 trillion proposal will be scaled back.
Well, I laid out what I thought it should be. It's not going to be that. It's going to be less.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
All righty, folks. Carl and I will be right back with more, and we're going to answer Mike's question on the flip side of the break here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the Tuesday morning edition. It's Tuesday where I'm at. It's still Monday where Kyle is. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, well, I am going to take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor. Now, I had an opportunity to talk to Seth yesterday up in Washington State, where they're out of, and he was telling me that he'd been hearing some really good things from the people down here and paying us some compliments, and thank you very much for the people that are doing that. Because, again, Relief Factor is something that I have been taking for over 6 years. Now, it's part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and the pain that I have every day of the year. Unfortunately, but I do. Now, I used to have to take some narcotics and Mobic and Flexeril, and I just didn't want to do it anymore, and I quit 6 years ago when I heard the advertisement for Relief Factor. Now, the reason I take Relief Factor is also because it's 100% drug-free. The natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are all natural, and they help your body's natural response to inflammation, and it even goes to the source of the pain to lower or eliminate the problems that you're having. Now, the ingredients are 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and supports healthy joints and muscles, speeds up the healing process, too. So for $19.95, you can get it all started. How do you do that? You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. They also have some other products there that may help you. Take a look and see. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go. And all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, back to the drawing board here. You were going to answer Mike's question.
Yes, I think, Mike, and by the way, thanks again, Mike, for the call. I think that the Democrats will continue to implode on most of this stuff. Now, over the weekend, of course, you know, we heard some prominent Democrats talking about, you know, still wanting to get both bills through. Then you've got Representative Jayapal from Washington, Democrat from Washington, talking about how Joe Manchin's $1.5 trillion number was too small to get all their priorities in the bill.
Right.
Is what she was saying. So, but they're still going to be, at least officially, we'll hear, well, they still want to get both bills through. But whether or not that's really going to be doable, I don't know. Which one they'll sacrifice, well, I think that would just remain to be seen. But I do know this. I think that if they wanted to essentially start over, just pass, get a bipartisan infrastructure bill together that people can actually get behind. But that one might be too politically savvy for them. But what's really going to continue happening, Captain, is they're going to have to continue to battle these progressives
yep.
who are not going to want to compromise
yep.
really on anything.
And let's establish something. It's not two votes. It's two votes in the Senate, but it's about 75 or so in the House.
Right.
Which is enough for Nancy Pelosi to lose her majority.
Right, exactly. And this is why I'm talking about battling the progressives, because they are literally now de facto in charge of the Democrat Party. And Nancy Pelosi, I think, thought she had a tiger by the tail or something, but she helped to create this whole situation, because maybe they thought, well, they're against Trump and they're really going after Trump, and so that's helping us, generally speaking, and for the 2020 election, and we saw the results of that. But now, you know, they want what they want when they want it, and they have a completely different mindset, a completely different idea of how the American system should work. And now it's I don't know if she can get the genie back in the bottle.
Well, the budget, and by the way, Mike didn't say this, but the budget has been rescinded temporarily. I'm sorry, the debt ceiling has been rescinded temporarily by Nancy Pelosi in the House. You knew that, right?
Right, right. Yep.
So therefore, there is no debt ceiling at the moment.
Right, and I think then they want to put it through, at least in terms of the borrowing and so forth, until the 2022, basically.
December 3rd yeah. is when it's when it gets renewed again or whatever.
Yes, I think
but
so.
But the debt ceiling has been rescinded temporarily.
Right.
So there is no debt ceiling.
Right,
it's
right.
It's just business as usual.
Well, exactly. And yeah, I think they can run the government till December the 3rd, but they want to push the debt limit out past the midterm elections, basically, because they don't want to talk about this next year again at all.
Yeah. Now, we'll see what happens, but a Biden speech here yesterday talking about the national debt and all the debt ceiling and the Republicans and telling them to get out of the way. The Republicans were all of the problems that he was having right now. And, you know, this is ridiculous because, again, they don't need the Republicans to do anything.
Well, that's exactly right. And so part of that, Captain, I think, is made to shift the focus from the actual Civil War. It's a very brutal Civil War, I think, that's going on with the Democrats. They cannot get their act together. Well, for all of us, that's actually a really, really good thing. We're not decrying that, but
yep.
But they're trying to come out and shift the blame. It's these Republicans and so on and so forth. But the Republicans, of course, they don't want their hands on this because they know how destructive this all is.
How much money did Mark Zuckerberg lose yesterday?
I don't know. Untold amounts.
You didn't see the figures?
I didn't see the figures yet. I know the stock was already down, and then their big outage hit, and it was just pummeled even more. As I recall.
$7 billion.
Wow.
Now, the financial news Monday all centered around Facebook's unexpected and very widespread outage. It wasn't just Facebook. It was Instagram and WhatsApp, too, all owned by Facebook.
Yes, yeah. They're all part of the same platform, basically.
Yep.
And so for some 7 hours or so, that's right, people couldn't get on Facebook. A lot of people thought, oh, my internet service provider is down or
yep.
something like that. But, no, that wasn't the case.
Yeah. Now, the thing of it is they found out that this the outage, and we'll get to the caller in a minute. They found out this outage, and this is very important. I'm going to read this exactly the way it says. While it remains unclear why this happened, how it happened is clear. On Monday morning, something inside Facebook, inside the company, caused the company to rescind key digital records that tell computers and other devices how to find the destinations online. Now, that tells me one of two things. It was either sabotage, intentional, or they had a malfunction. We're not knowing which. Okay, let's go to Dan Mann, our professor emeritus up there in Indiana. Okay, what do you know about this?
I don't know much about that. I was really calling about the problem we're in. You know, you go back to a scan 3 years ago. You know, you couldn't get a Democrat across the aisle to vote for a tax cut. And then we had to go through an omnibus bill, spending bill, in which it was loaded up with aid to Vietnam, Palestinian Governing Authority, Malaysia. I mean, half of our adversaries or enemies were on that list. And Trump didn't, until the end, said, I didn't even know this was here. It'll never happen again. And it didn't.
Yep.
So that's kind of what you're dealing with here. They're just, it's every man for himself, every constituency for itself. As far as your mayor might go, you don't want to default on this. This could bring the global economy to its knees real quick.
You're right. And by the way, you heard me say that Nancy Pelosi, through action in the Congress, rescinded the debt ceiling.
You know, she is more, she's worse than Biden when it comes to cognitive abilities right now. I mean, we got into the West Wing of what nursing home is controlling this country.
It's right.
Done by committee. I mean, she just, like I've always said, the Democrats hate Republicans more than they hate any of our enemies, and they'll do anything to trip them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the economy got great under Trump until the pandemic, and it still wasn't doing too bad. It's just these surges come out of nowhere about the time you get traction. And that's what you're seeing now. They don't want it to get better. These people actually want to destroy it. But you go back under Trump, they fought him tooth and nail on every deregulation. Didn't like it.
Okay, I got 30 seconds, and I want to ask you a question. Did you hear me tell you what George Soros did out there in Houston or in Austin, Texas, where he has donated $500,000 to the people to make sure that the Austin City Police Department does not get funded, the certain teams they have to make things operate? They're starting to defund the police there, and Soros is in the middle of it.
Well, I know, and he always is, but it's political speech, and there's not a crime against it. But I'm like you. I wish they could find something on him, strip him of his citizenship, and send him back to Hungary.
I'd boot him the hell out of here so fast and make your head spin and keep his money, too.
Yeah, freeze his assets, and that's the way to go about it.
All right.
Nobody's going to do it.
All right, Dan, thank you. Here comes the music. We're going to lose you, and I'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, and take care. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope it is where you're at. 75 degrees and partly cloudy here in Tampa, Florida. Come on down. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The head of BioNTech, which makes one of the most common COVID-19 vaccines in the world, said that new vaccines might be necessary by 2022 to combat the next generation of COVID-19 variants. Without mentioning data suggesting that natural immunity may offer better and longer-lasting protection, the executive said that the next vaccine will have to be tailored to forthcoming changes to the coronavirus. President Joe Biden told a reporter that he wouldn't answer a foreign policy question because it would confuse the American people. Biden was asked a question about Ethiopia.
What is more important, that position that Senator Schumer has or raising the debt ceiling? And then I also have a question for you on Ethiopia.
I'm not going to answer Ethiopia. Let's stick on the debt so we don't confuse the American people.
Biden delivered remarks on the need to raise the debt ceiling on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the Founding Fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell. I was talking yesterday with his administrative assistant, and she was telling me how she's very pleased, and Mike is very happy about the response that he's getting from my listeners that are calling in with the product code CAPTAIN, because that's what it's all about, teamwork. And we're helping Mike Lindell out, a patriotic American, who, by the way, these products that he's selling right now that we're telling you about is the stuff that he had in the big box stores that they were selling for a lot more money than what you're paying for it, because with the promo code CAPTAIN, you get this for some insanely low prices, the products that Mike Lindell has to offer. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, and this is the way I'm telling you to do this. I'm not telling you to go buy one thing and, you know, this is on sale, that's on sale. Everything is on sale. Everything. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. It'll ask you for a promo code to get the special reduced price. The promo code is CAPTAIN. And by the way, they also have a page on the homepage with a little logo link. It says Radio Listener Specials. Those are extra specials on top of the already reduced prices that you'll save even more money if you go over there, about two dozen items over there. So, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you don't want to go to the website, MyPillow.com, you can call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them on the phone, talk to a live person, ask them any questions you want. Place your order over there, but remember the promo code's the same, CAPTAIN, when you go on the phone or whether you go on the internet. MyPillow.com, CAPTAIN, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. And good, happy shopping, folks. By the way, made in America, everything over there with a 60-day return guarantee. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, things are moving along pretty good here, so we'll keep it going. Senator Kyrsten Sinema's allies, have offered a very stern warning for those trying to pressure her on a massive spending bill, including these fools that followed her into the bathroom. I mean, how stupid was that? And one of them was a man, too, by the way.
Well, that's right. I got to tell you, Captain, I don't know what's happening in our society, but...
Pretty sick.
Yes, because I got to tell you, if you or I or any of our listeners followed a United States senator into the bathroom...
Yep.
We'd be, they'd throw the book at us.
We would be under the jail.
Yeah, and first of all, you would never do such a thing. But you see, this is where politics has gone. And this is no different. I mean, this kind of intimidation in this very personal kind of way is no different than the brown shirts. It's no different than scaring people, oh, you're not with us. Well, you know, who knows what. And then I think President Biden said something like, well, it happened. It's part of the process. Or
yeah,
something like
Biden
that.
Did not say the right thing, and we'll get into that in a minute, because he had the help of the press that were spreading that. Oh, look what Biden said. Look what he said. Oh, it's terrible. But anyway. Oh, and then the other thing is, little Dr. Fauci yesterday had to take an about-face, and he clarified his Christmas gathering statement after igniting a huge outrage across America. And, of course, he knew that was going to happen.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he said he's going to be spending Christmas with his family. He encourages people, particularly vaccinated, who are protected, to have a good, quote, normal Christmas with your family, unquote.
Yeah. Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How many weeks have we been playing college and pro football?
Good question. Just the last few weeks, I know. Yeah.
It's more than a few weeks. It's a little bit more than a month.
Yep, okay.
Okay, so let's say it's 5 weeks, maybe it's 6 weeks at the most. Are we got people dying in the streets over COVID? Is there a panic going on? Is there all these spikes in cases and all that? Have you seen any of that?
No, I have not.
Of course not. 100,000 people in a football stadium, safest place to be so far.
No kidding. Well, I guess unless you're on the in the well of the Senate or in the Capitol, you got to wear a mask everywhere you go. But, you know,
yeah.
I guess they're really frightened of that whole thing.
Now, the idea of mandating the vaccine to protect other people is built upon a complete lie. I'll explain. Whatever side of the vaccine debate you may find yourself on, it's clear that none of us predicted cases would grow exponentially a year later when most adults are vaccinated and there's no such more built-up immunity. But apparently the younger folks that are getting vaccinated don't need to get it, and the older folks that should get it are in some cases, not in every case, and a lot of people that are getting sick and that do happen to pass away have already been vaccinated.
Well, right, yeah, and we're hearing, Captain, about, you know, the vaccinated have to be protected, evidently. I don't know what they're being protected from if they're vaccinated. The logic that's coming out is just doesn't make any sense most of the time.
You've got to remember, some of these vaccines have got the COVID in them.
Right.
So they give you a limited bit of COVID so you can build up an immunity. But if you don't have an immunity system to begin with and they give that to you, they're going to make you worse, which may be what's going on. Now, that's just me talking.
Well, you know, we think about these breakthrough, so-called breakthrough cases. And from my understanding, this could be the fact that somebody else already has an immunodeficiency that was heretofore unknown. So you may have a certain percentage, I think it's a very small percentage, most likely, of people who might have that kind of thing happen. But generally speaking, we're still being sort of told that even if you're vaccinated, regardless of vaccination status, you have to wear a mask in these conditions or whatever it is. And people are just confused. And eventually, Captain, they're just not going to do this anymore. Because, you know, we've seen people, all you mentioned the football stadiums. Well, you can go out. There's one of the seasonal fairs that's going on in my community. There's all kinds of people there. They're not wearing masks, and they seem to be fine.
Now, the other thing is the mainstream media yesterday made things worse for Joe Biden because they took the comments that he made about Senator Kyrsten Sinema and blew them all over the place and made people mad. And one person called him the president hair sniffer.
Well, but again, see, this is the thing. If you're not with the Democrat Party, Democrat Party elite. Not talking rank and file, because now the so-called progressives have taken over, essentially. They're running the show.
Here's how he got the women upset. Biden was asked during a press conference about the disturbing incident from over the weekend where Democratic Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema was stalked by so-called immigrant youths. They weren't immigrant, by the way, at Arizona State University as she went to use the women's restroom. Now, not only was she followed in by a female, but also by male activists. Now, their own actions might have actually been criminal based on a simple reading of the law in Arizona, men in a female restroom, number one. Number two, while Sinema has condemned what happened, and one of the immigrant youths was filmed, Sinema's closed bathroom stall she was filming, trying to get her to defend herself against the mountain of criticism, Biden's response to her was, I don't think that they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. The only people it doesn't happen to are the people who have Secret Service standing around. It's part of the process. Part of the process.
Exactly. This is so far out. And obviously, Captain, again, I think the message is clear. If you're not going to be with us, meaning the Democrat Party elite and the progressives, then pretty much it's open. You're fair game. Or any sort of wacko, and we'll just release the wackos.
Well, I am sure that part of the process does not include hounding somebody while they're doing their personal business in the bathroom.
Well, exactly right. You see, but what's happened, Captain, is that, you know, some of these wackos have just lost all touch with reality. They have no filter. They truly believe that if you see Kyrsten Sinema on an airplane, just run up to her and start yelling at her about stuff and whatnot, because that's, you know, somehow how we get things done. That's not how we get things done. And they are being singled out as these two holdouts. And Bernie Sanders saying, well, the 48 senators, you know, two senators can't hold up 48 other senators and all
yep.
this stuff. He doesn't even understand
yep.
this process, or maybe he does.
Do you remember Andrew Yang?
Oh, yeah.
Ran for president as a Democrat, ran for New York mayor. Got trounced. He's the technology entrepreneur. He has written a letter to the Democrats saying that he's no longer going to be a Democrat. He's also written an editorial breaking up with the Democratic Party. And he's very popular amongst the millennials. So he'll be taking a bunch of millennials with him. Democrats are losing again.
Well, they certainly are. And, you know, this is all on parade for the entire nation to watch. I can't imagine, Captain, trying to come back four years later with Biden and say to try to run on a record.
83% of the people polled believe he's going to start a third party, and I'm one of them. I think he is.
Well, that's been tried before, and we'll see what he does.
Yep, maybe he'll be the Green Party candidate or something like that. I think it'll be an established party that he'll get in. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And we got a little rock and roll music for you tonight, some classic rock and roll. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, talking to the truckers out there. You can check more, find out more about them by going to their website, the CowboyLogic.us website, CowboyLogic.us. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member. You get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. And it's just like having a bank account, because when you go back the next time, you got money in the till in the form of points, and you can use it for deductions on whatever you buy in the way of food and whatever you get in the way of the store. All right, this is an oldie but goodie coming up.
Money, 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 money.
come on now. Yeah, yeah.
For the love of money. You remember that one, Kyle?
That's right. It goes back to 1973, OJ's.
Yeah, for the love of money. And by the way, when I first heard that, I was like you. I thought it was money, money, money. Nope, that's not it. There is a song, by the way, that is money, 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 but it's a totally different group, and it's a lot newer than that. But that one brings back a lot of memories. Okay, I'm going to read the weather statement, turn it over to you, because we do have some weather tonight. Now, a slow-moving front will continue to bring thunderstorms with heavy rain and flash flooding threats over the southeast and southern Appalachians through midweek. Now, isolated severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will bring a threat of large hail, damaging wind, and flash flooding across most of Arizona, with above-average temperatures expected across the northern Rockies and plains. Meantime, we have this little tropical thing that's moving very slowly, and it's coming across. It looks like it's going to angle itself towards Jacksonville to Savannah, somewhere there, and it's going to merge with a low-pressure system. Now, whether or not it becomes a tropical depression or storm is yet to be determined, but there's certainly going to be a bunch of rain with that. We'll get into that in a minute. Take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Up in northern Montana tonight, we have higher temperatures up in the 80s. We've got low humidity in that area, and that amounts to a fire weather warning. So if you're in the area of Glasgow or Sydney or Glendive, you definitely want to take notice of that, and that's going to go down and skirt the border with the South Dakota there a little bit as well, and move on over into that part of that state just a little bit. Another fire weather warning, this in near Helena, Montana, also Bozeman, stretching down a little bit into Idaho, and up north near Shelby. We've also got a wind advisory, Southern Oregon tonight. This is going to be up along Highway 395, if you're in that area of Paisley. Also Lakeview, so be careful with that. Air quality alert, most of Central California. But the big stuff tonight, Captain, is the thunderstorms and rain covering most of Southern California. Also through Arizona, looking at the radar forecast, we're seeing it progressing up near around Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, and so forth as it makes its way up north near Prescott and so forth there in Arizona. Also over in Southern California, thunder, lightning, and lots of rain moving through the area. That's going to really complicate matters with this oil spill off the coast of Newport Beach, basically, in Southern California. They're telling us now, Captain, some of these beaches down through Laguna Beach, which is a very popular tourist destination, some of these beaches could be closed for months. We'll have more as we get more on that.
Okay, well, I'll pick it up in Iowa from the Iowa-Minnesota line up I-35 up to the Rochester, Minnesota area right there along I-90. And then all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota, including all of the Twin Cities, and over into Wisconsin, you've got dense fog tonight. So be advised, allow yourself some extra time if you're going up to the Twin Cities and you're coming up I-35. You're going to be driving in some really thick fog. Now, this fog goes all the way to Canada, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is going to have some fog scattered along it, too. The northwestern part of Wisconsin tonight, about 50 miles in from the state line with Minnesota, you're going to have dense fog as well. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions in the south-central part of Ohio, the southeastern corner of Indiana, the eastern half of Kentucky, most of the state of West Virginia, and then on down into Georgia right now, the western part of Georgia, northern and western part, from Atlanta west all the way to Birmingham and almost all the way to the Mississippi state line. You've got rain. In some areas, it's heavy rain. You've got flooding conditions going on down around Montgomery right now with flood watches and flood warnings in the area. If you're coming up I-65, you're going to be in rain all the way to Tennessee. If you're going up 85 Montgomery towards Atlanta. You're going to be in rain all the way to Atlanta and almost all the way east to the South Carolina line. That rain is moving along a little bit. Now, Kyle, we got to talk about this situation out here. We have got a tropical disturbance. That's what it's being called. And it's a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms, which is continuing over the southeastern Bahamas and barely moving at all. Now, this is going to merge with a low-pressure system by this weekend. This system is forecast to merge with a front near the coast of the southeastern United States. And when it does, what it's going to do there will depend on a couple of different things. But it's going to come towards Jacksonville to Savannah, maybe Myrtle Beach, somewhere in that area, not sure where. It'll certainly be a big-time rainmaker, if nothing else. So people need to pay attention to that. And remember that it's out there.
It's exactly right. We'll be watching it.
All right. Now, the Pilot and Flying J, folks, is something that you if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, you need to become one. By the way, RVers, same thing. Join the RV Club. Kyle, tell them why.
Well, because, folks, you're going to earn points on the fuel that you buy, on the food that you buy, on the supplies you buy. And it is easy to join, folks. So really no reason to put it off. Any longer, you can simply pick up a My Rewards card by signing up in any Pilot or Flying J, or you can go online, download the app at pilotflyingj.com, and that's going to allow you to track your points as you build them up. You can also use your points to redeem them for laundry services, other things that you can get in terms of when you go into the Pilot or Flying J.
Permits. Your permits. If you got to buy a permit, oversized, or maybe you need a permit to go through a state or something, you could use it for that.
That's right. So pro drivers and RVers and people going on trips, all alike, don't forget, join the Drivers Club. You'll get the rewards.
Yep, and I belong to it. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch on this Tuesday morning edition. And I hope you're all having a great day wherever you're at. I hope everything's going your way. And if you want to give us a call, the number's 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.